In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, once again, it's been a very interesting week. Once again, we have readings that really focus on faith. You have a leader of a synagogue coming before Christ. Impressive in and of itself, especially since Christ, even at this time, would have been reviled by the synagogue. But he comes to the leader, Christ, and falls at his feet, begging him to heal his daughter, who he knows is dying. This is only done in response of faith. Why would Jairus come to anyone if he didn't think they could do anything? Why didn't Jairus pray to God if Christ was nothing? Why didn't he follow the protocol of the synagogue? Why did he go to Christ? Because he had faith and he had hope in the promises of God. He recognized something in Christ that drew his faith and made it stronger. Now, Jairus is impressive in and of himself, but more impressive is the woman. No question, no faltering, no nothing. A single thought in her mind. If I but touch his clothes, I'll be healed. And she was. It's a faith that we don't recognize. We don't know how to be that kind of faithful person. Question, and I want somebody to answer. What are the most common things that you've heard on the news this past week? Seriously, give me something. What have you heard this past week? What?
Immigration.
Anything else?
Supreme Court.
Supreme Court. Anything else? I know there's been a lot of discourse on civility.
Protest.
Yeah, protest. Okay. Do you hear anything about a small city called Jos? It's in Niger. Apparently in Niger, it's broken down into these different areas, different villages, like many places are. And there are three particular villages. Now, this has been a mostly Christian country for quite a while. There are Muslim shepherds, I guess you would call them. They're cattlemen. Okay, so they herd cattle and stuff like that. And apparently there has been a radicalization of people. And this past week, three of the Christian villages were burned to the ground. Every single man, woman, and child in them killed, buried in mass graves by the government. The government plays it off as there's a dispute about these Christian villages stole these cattle from these other guys, and this is why the fight's going on. Do you know what the Christians did? They petition the government to have the bodies unburied so that they could give them a Christian burial because of and in response to their faith. Didn't hear that on the news, did you? There is something about faith that we so many times miss and is so powerful and life-altering that we don't want to contemplate it. What would you do if you had been one of those people in those villages that survived and watched your friends die? What would you do? I know what I'd do. I'd become a raving lunatic. I would want vengeance. I would want to go after those people. I know myself very well. And I would like to think that I would be the type of man that relied simply on my faith. I have weak moments too. I miss the mark. I sin. I'm a broken, fallen human being. But I do want the faith of Jairus. I want the faith of the woman who had a disease. I want to rest only in the promises of Christ. I endeavor to get there. It's been interesting. You know, last week we talked about David and Goliath and what his faith allowed him to do. The Bible is full of faithful people. The Bible is full of miracles. Never in the Bible, never in any of the stories is a miracle ever forced. It's not brought about by protests. It's not brought about by anger or hatred. It's not brought about by disbelief. What does Jesus say when the people of the synagogue come up to him and they say, "Show us a sign. Show us a sign and we'll believe. Show us right now." Jesus says, "The only sign that you will receive is that of the sign of Jonah." You think about Lazarus and the rich man. His faith is what takes him to Abraham's bosom. Lazarus himself cries out, "Moses, if you just go back and send somebody to my brothers so that they'll believe." And the response is, "He has Moses and all the prophets." We let these things pass us by. We don't want to simply rest in the promises of God. We insist on forcing the hand of God, thereby putting us in the place of God. We want God to do what we tell Him to do. We want God to fix the things that we tell God to fix. We even want God to destroy the things that we tell God to destroy. That's not how it works. God has given us such a gift. When we live into that, even in the best ways that we can, the rewards become something we never expected. Are you worried about immigration? Don't complain. Help. Protesting is not helping. Are you worried about incivility? Then be civil. Are you worried about the Supreme Court Justice Kennedy retiring? Why? Is there anything that you can do about it? Is there? I mean, you can go vote. You can cast your vote. That's it. Does it do any good to yell at anybody else about the decision? About any of those decisions? There is a missionary aspect of the Christian church that actually has its roots in faith. The faith of our fathers and forefathers, the actions and patterns that they have shown us, that the apostles and prophets and disciples have shown us, is to actually go out into the world and do those things that we believe in. If you have faith, share it. And it doesn't matter if you have faith that's an inch deep or a mile wide. It doesn't matter if you have faith that is bottomless. What matters is what you do with it. Do you believe this? Show me. Bear the fruit that Christ talks about. There are so many problems in the world, and we try to fix all of them. We think by protesting, yelling, screaming, fighting, crying in the streets, calling people names, doing all of this crazy garbage is going to get results. It doesn't. It takes people like Jairus and the woman with the disease. 2 weeks from now, I'm not going to remember a single person that has ever protested. I won't remember their names. I won't remember what they wore. I won't remember what they did. But for the rest of my life, I will know what the woman who touched Jesus' clothes did. I will know what John the Baptist did. I will know what Jairus did. I will know what the centurion and his family did. I know what Augustine did, what Aquinas did, what Leo the Great did, what Saint Benedict did, what Saint Francis did. I know what all of these people did. I endeavor to be like those people. And if I but touch his clothes, I too shall be healed. Amen.